Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines strikes out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Carter for a passed ball. Buckner moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham takes first base on ball four. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty takes first base on ball four. Wallach moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter tags and scores. Wallach tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Expos. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Cromarty moves to second. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson, who is chasing the ball. Tabler reaches third base with a triple. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter bunts towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills misplays the ball. That's an error on Wills. Oliver scores. It's 2-1, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Wallach trying to get to third. Hall throws the ball into Tabler, who tags Wallach for the out. Cromarty moves to second. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spear is walked intentionally. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cromarty scores. Spear moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Expos. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Flynn moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer is hit by the pitch. Tabler moves to third. Davis moves to second. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Dawson scores. It's 4-1, Expos. Mike Proley now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carter is hit by the pitch. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wallach strikes out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to third. Carter moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rogers strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bauer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cromarty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg pinch hits for Mike Proley. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Randy Stein now pitching. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rogers strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 4 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner moves to third. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Durham moves to second. It's 6-2, Expos. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Larry Bauer. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing shortstop. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood pinch runs for Al Oliver. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Warren Cromartie now playing first base. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Randy Stein. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-4 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-4 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.